This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. Hey, Joyriders, welcome to a brand new edition of The Joyride. Okay, Joyriders, you have a task ahead of you. You get to guess what the topic of the masculine journey is this week. Okay, it's a four-syllable word. Here's the hint for the first two syllables.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are four of the nicest chances we've ever had on our stage. The Beatles, bring them on.
Okay, now remember that hint. On to the next syllable. Here's your hint.
You go read any book you want on the subject of child discipline, and you'll find that every one of them is in favor of butt nipping.
Take care of it.
Only one way to take care of it.
Nip it.
In the bud.
Okay, now keep those two hints in your brain, because the third hint is coming at you.
The fresh maker.
All right, we have three hints down. Any guesses? Well, let's break it down. The first hint was the Beatles. And what were the Beatles? That's right, they were a band. That's the first two syllables, a band. Second hint was Barney Fife, laying down the law as only a real lawman can. Now, what is the name of the actor that played Barney? Yep, you guessed it. Don Knotts. So the third syllable is Don. Last hint was a Mentos commercial. So the fourth and final syllable is mint. Have you guessed the topic for this week? We have a band, Don, mint. Abandonment. This week's topic is about abandonment. More specifically, what do you do when you feel abandoned by God? Now, if you want the answer to that question, tune into the Masculine Journey on Saturday. This has been the Joyride, where we make the word abandonment fun.
Well, I was thinking about a couple different times in my life where I felt abandoned. And one in particular was we were getting ready to open up a recovery house for men transitioning out of treatment centers and prison and that kind of thing. And I had thought it was a good idea that at 8 o'clock on Sunday mornings, that I would meet over there, whoever wanted to come, and I put an announcement out to it, out to a relatively good-sized church. Anybody wants to come pray, be over on 8 o'clock. Well, I had one friend show up one Sunday, and then another friend showed up a couple Sundays later, and they were the only people that showed up. And I sat there Sunday after Sunday by myself in the office and praying. And then one Sunday, I decided that, and I will never forget this day, I felt abandoned. I felt abandoned by church. I felt abandoned by, you know, this evidently wasn't the plan. And as I was wrapping up, I thought, well, you know what? Maybe this wasn't the idea I thought it was going to be, praying on Sunday. And God spoke to me and said, am I not enough for you? And I realized that right then and there, yes, Lord, you are enough for me. No matter what's going on, and you're right, Robbie, when you lose everything, because there have been some times in my life I lost everything, not $1 million. I always wanted to be able to lose $1 million, but, you know, I'm working on my third million now. I gave up on the first two. But, you know, to be at that spot, but you're right, when you discover that you have God, you have Jesus, you have everything, and you know, going through some tough stuff now, but I know that I know that I know that I know that I've got Jesus, and I don't need anything else.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Harold, what about you?
Well, there have been some times in my past when I realized that I was walking along and God wasn't there with me. And it's like, well, what's wrong with this picture? And I think back and I realize that there was a point where he said, you can go there if you choose. I'm not going to stop you, but I'm not going with you. I'll be here when you come back. So he lets us make choices, even though they're the wrong choice. He'll let us make it if we just insist on it. But God's not going to abandon us. If we're without him, you can bank on it. He didn't change. We did.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, this idea of being abandoned by God just doesn't resonate at all.
Okay. Thank you. There are times that I felt abandoned. I can't say by God, but it's been in godly things. You know, when I've had like a really good friend that I walked with for several years, all of a sudden just up and disappeared. I mean, after years and years.
He likes the way we walk.
Yeah, I know. I just wait.
Harold is enjoying the way we talk.
Yeah. I was starting to enjoy the song, you know, at this point.
The bumping music.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
He was bumping in and out all at the same time.
Yeah.
So from the Guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.